Welcome back to IQ Tests. I'm Poppy Knox. And today's episode is about something interesting. I'm trying to recall this so I can say it back to you in a way that'll actually help you, which is to say I had an argument, not an argument, a friendly debate with someone about my views on, I forgot what the topic was, but at the end of the day, what I was saying is that I was challenging the person to be consistent with his point of view, because he said one thing that makes sense in one context, and so I'm like, all right, cool, if that's the energy there, why wouldn't it be the same energy on a different context but the same issue? And he had a different stance on that altogether, one that wasn't logically sound. And I said that I understood that my disagreement was consistent. In any context you put me in, I have the same principle. And for whatever reason, when I use that word principle, he actually got upset. He said principle is a nice word that people like to use so they can conveniently take advantage of other people. Like, as if that was how I meant it in that sense. And I'm sure what he's describing is real, and I'm aware of what he meant by that. But essentially, what he didn't understand and what he took offense to is that I am a man of principle. So I don't use that word when it's convenient for me. I actually stand by things, which is why no matter the context, I'm still going to act consistent and in line with my principles. And the reason why he and I had this argument, not that I took it to tell him that in this conversation, is that I am a man who lives by a code. I have an actual code, which is to say I have an actual list of principles that I live by, that no matter what, I always stand by them. And whenever I'm in a tough spot, I think, hey, is there anything in my code that helps me overcome this particular situation, that helps me to understand this situation better, that I can apply to this situation and get a result that I will fundamentally, at the core of who I am, my heart, my being, my spirit, my relationship with God, will let me have some peace? And I do that with everything in my life. So fundamentally, what I want to talk about today is that a man has got to have a code. And if you don't have a code, life is really, really hard. Because at every instant, you are confronted with something and you have to treat it like it's a brand new thing. Even though you've probably been in that situation before, you will more likely let your feelings guide you through that situation rather than do what I do, which is resort to your principles and say, hey, even though this might be a brand new situation, because fundamentally the different variables at play look similar to another thing, I know that I am how I'm going to behave. And because I know how I'm going to behave, I have an advantage over everyone else in the situation who is fumbling through it. In the conversation that we're talking about, my principle is that even if I accept money that I haven't rightfully earned, I am against encouraging people to get excited for, champion, or run towards and beg for a windfall. Because I understand that when you get a windfall of cash, that is to say a large sum of money that you have not earned, you are very much inclined to disrespect it, not value it, and make bad decisions with it. And this is why so much of my life, I'm always trying to see, all right, how can I make sure that I'm earning everything that I have? How can I make sure that I'm spending everything righteously, because I value where it came from to get me to where I am and how I deserve to use it however I like. But I want to always know that that is within my purview. That is within my ability to decide how I'm going to use that. If for whatever reason a family member passes, I get the inheritance, or I win the lottery, or whatever the case may be, because I didn't rightfully earn it, I'm not going to make the most of it that I probably would have if I actually had to put blood, sweat, tears, time, energy, thought, and work to achieving, to earning, rightfully. And that's my principle. So yes, of course, if someone gives me a check, I will always say yes, because that's another part of my principles, is that I do accept money. I do accept whatever tribute comes my way. I don't turn down money. However, I am aware that simultaneously I have another principle where I'm not going to seek out that type of money. If it comes to me, that's one thing, but I'm never going to say, "Hey, government, you owe me money." I'm never going to go to my friends and say, "Hey, you owe me money." That's just not me. And fundamentally, that was what the conversation that he and I had. And for me, it was a no-brainer. So whether it's the government doing it, whether it's my friend, whether it's whomever, even if I have a right to ask, I will never request. So if you do not have a code, life is tough, because you're always having to not rethink, but you're always having to think anew in these various situations and treating everything like it's your first time. So here's the exercise. Here's my challenge to you. Create a code. And your code is 25 points, no less than that. And it's 25 things you firmly believe, you firmly stand for, and that you will never, what do you call it? Never, what's that word? Compromise and shift to fit a particular context. And when you have those 25, you got to look at them regularly. Now, I'm not saying these have to be set in stone. Every season, I am changing, upgrading, and updating it. However, as you go do this exercise, the more you do it, the less likely you will change it. Because if anything, you're just going to improve the language so you can be more precise with what you're describing and how you live by it. And in doing so, you become a more, what I can only describe as righteous. You become stronger in your convictions, and you become more steadfast and consistent with your actions. Because you always know what you're going to do before the situation, the fight, the challenge, the new circumstance comes your way. A man's got to have a code. And if at any point you find yourself writing this down, committing it to your word, which is your bond to yourself, to God, and to the world, if at any point in time you create a principle and you see yourself go against it, you have to recognize that that is not part of your code. You can now eliminate it, or it must be changed to better fit, that it will not be broken. But if at any point you are breaking something on your code, you know that is not something that you genuinely care about, that you genuinely respect. And so you can eliminate it, change it, whatever needs to be done. But fundamentally, this has to be about you. It's not about me. It's not about saying things that you think other people will find pretty and nice and socially acceptable. Because if that's the case, you're making a code for us. And that's not a code. That's just, I don't know. It's pandering. There you go. That's a good word. Now think about this. Give it some time. Set aside a good hour or two the next chance that you get. And all you do is set a timer for 25 minutes and write as many things that matter to you. It could be about your body, it could be about your mind, your relationship with God, relationship with people, your relationship with money. Think about all the things that you go through. The next time you have an argument with someone, be like, "Hey, I didn't like how that went. Why didn't I like it?" "Oh, you know what? Because I don't like that person to begin with." So it's like, all right, maybe that's part of your code. I will never engage people in conversations if I don't like the person to begin with. That might not be the strongest example, but at least it gives you a way to start thinking about this. And the more that you commit to writing these items down, the more that you commit to living by this code, trust me, the easier life gets. You always know who you're going to be. You always know who you're going to show up at the event. You always know what comes next. There's not a lot that you can control in this world, but the many things that you can control, like this, are what give you the God-like powers to influence, impact, and positively inspire others. Consider this an exercise that you pull off this week. Before this episode is done, schedule out a time where you will commit, again, just an hour, maybe two, write down 25 items, at least 25 items. And I like to use the Pomodoro technique, which is where you set a timer for 25 minutes. Whatever you get done in that 25 minutes, when the bell goes off, you stop, you walk away. So if you block out an hour, that means you can do two Pomodoros. You block it for 25 minutes, you do the test, wait 5 minutes, go take a walk, make a sandwich, whatever the case may be, and then come back, do another 25 minutes. And then after you've done this once, just walk away, give it a few days, and 2 days later, you can return to it, see what's changed, see what you like, see what makes you think differently. But essentially get to the point where you can feel comfortable with all 25. And if there are more than 25, fantastic. There are people that have 40 plus. I think I'm in that happy 35 range. And those are 35 things that I always do. 35 things that you could say would make me boring. 35 things that people think I'm consistent on. People may not like what I say. They may not agree with what I say. But they at least recognize and respect that I'm always consistent. And the reason I'm consistent, which is the reason why people can invest in me and get similar results for themselves, is because I have a code. And I show other people how to make their code. So that's my gift to you today. A man's got to have a code. Figure out what yours is. Commit them to paper. Commit them to a digital device. Carry it around with you all the time. And the next time you're in that tough situation, remind yourself, what does my code have to say about this? You read that, and then you just apply what the code says, and watch the smile just grow bigger on your face. That's that. Be well.